Hey, what are you guys looking at?
Oh, it's a poster for that World War I movie that I'm in. Check it out.
Yeah? Wow, it looks really violent.
Huh?
I know.
I'm coming soon to a theater near you. I'm in THX. I'm unsuitable for children.
And I cannot wait to see this.
Yeah, yeah, it's already generating Oscar buzz.
I started that.
I thought I did.
Oh, hey, guess what? I just talked to my agent, and the premiere is next week, and you're all invited.
Oh, are we going to take a limo?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I love taking limos when nobody died.
Well, obviously, I won't be able to come. For those of you who haven't checked their calendars, today's my due date.
Well, you should come anyway. Maybe you'll have the baby in the limo. That way, for the first few moments of her life, she'll think we're really fancy.
You know, I just want to take a moment and thank you guys for how great you've been during this time. I really couldn't have done it without you. And I have loved these last 9 months. And even though I'm so looking forward to the next part, I am really going to miss being pregnant. That's right. Still no baby. What's the matter? Is the puffy, sweaty, pregnant lady disturbing your precious coffee time? Come on, people. Please, we'll make some room.
Sweetie, maybe you'd be more comfortable here.
You. Like you haven't done enough.
Look, I know how miserable you are. I wish there was something I can do. I mean, I wish I were a seahorse. Because with seahorses, it's the male, they carry the babies. And then also, I'd be far away in the sea.
Never been so uncomfortable in my entire life.
Oh, I know. I've been there. I remember toward the end.
Oh, Phoebe, that's a great story. Could you tell it to me while you're getting me some iced tea? Oh, God, get out! Get out, get out, get out!
Let's.
Over there and sit on you, because I'll do it.
What are you doing here so early?
They sent me home from work. They were like, start your maternity leave now. Just rest. Get ready for the baby. Well, you know what? Screw them. They don't want me there. I'll just hang out with you guys.
Or you could do volunteer work.
Hello?
Joey, it's Estelle. Great news. I was able to get you and one guest tickets to your premiere.
One guest? You told me I could have 6 tickets.
Well, I sold 4 of them on eBay. You'll be sitting next to Hot Guy 372.
Oh, my God. So that's it? I only get to bring one guest?
Yeah. What time do you want to pick me up? Hello?
You hear that? I only get one extra ticket to my premiere. So somehow I have to pick between you three and Ross. You said you didn't want to go.
I don't, but I would still like to be acknowledged. But just because I'm pregnant, I'm invisible?
Definitely not invisible.
Well, you know, Ross didn't care enough to be here, so I think he's out. You know, you snooze, you lose.
He's not snoozing, he's teaching a class.
Well, then somebody's snoozing. Joey, not that this should affect you at all, but if you were to pick me, I was planning on wearing a sequin dress cut down to here.
I haven't seen this dress.
Star in a movie.
Joey, you pick whoever you want, okay? You just listen to your heart. What does it tell you? Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Well, I think I want to take Chandler.
Phoebe, 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 Phoebe.
You really want to take me?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I wish I could take everybody, but... You know, Chandler's always supported my career. He's paid for acting classes and headshots and stuff, and, well, this would be my way of paying you back.
So you're never actually going to pay me back?
Hey, just because he paid for your headshots, you're going to take him? Joey, I don't think you're comprehending just how slutty this dress is.
It's not just the stuff he paid for. I mean, it's everything, you know? He read lines with me. He went with me on auditions when I was really nervous. And then he consoled me after I didn't get parts that I really wanted. He always believed in me, man, even when I didn't believe in myself.
I always knew you were going to make it. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. That means a lot to me.
Mom, maybe one of these guys wants to wear your dress.
I'm going to go shave.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go spit.
I have to pee. If I don't come out in 5 minutes, it's because I've choked to death on the potpourri stink. When she comes out, you hold her nose, I'll blow in her mouth, and the kid will just right out of her.
She's over a week late. She's got to have it today, right?
I don't know. I think it's still going to be a while.
Care to make it interesting? I bet you that she'll have it by this time tomorrow.
You're on.
Okay, how much?
$100,000.
How about $50?
Fine, I'll call Zurich and move some money around.
All right, whose turn is it to help me get up?
No one's here. Oh, damn it.
This is so exciting, so glamorous. People taking our picture. How do I look?
You're a little tall.
What?
Hey, would you mind crouching down a little bit so that I look taller? There you go.
It's just so glamorous.
Oh, hey, Mom, Rachel's here. And you're still pregnant. Sorry. I know how uncomfortable you are. You know what? You look great.
Oh.
Yeah, like $50. Oh, I have to go pee. Apparently this baby thinks that my bladder is a squeeze toy.
Damn it. Damn it. For $50.
That's interesting that you lost. Now, I forget, do you like to lose?
Oh, stop it. Double or nothing that she has it by tomorrow.
Fine, you're on.
Okay.
Until then, General Grant, why don't you set up camp? Right there.
Hey, is Rachel here? We have a doctor's appointment.
She's in the bathroom.
Rach, we gotta go.
In a minute!
People ask me why we're not together. I just don't know what to tell them.
All right, let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Do I have to pee again? No, I'm good.
You want to go change first? The doctor is keeping the office open late for us, but if you hurry.
No, I'm fine.
Really? You don't think that's a little inappropriate?
What? Good God, man, don't anger it. Ross, it is 100 degrees outside. For the first time in weeks, I am
fine,
somewhat
fine. You know what? Whatever you want, okay? You're the mommy.
No, pal. Don't call me mommy. It's bad enough you call your own mother that.
I'm actually with her on this one.
Come on, Ross. I'm going to be late.
Either of you want to be Ross?
I thought I knew who the enemy was, but it was you all along.
Okay, this is it.
You led them right.
It's my big fight scene coming up.
Go ahead. Try it again. I'm fighting for every man in the 82nd Ground Division.
Ross?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Huh?
When Carol was pregnant with Ben...
Mm-hmm.
Were you this irritating?
Wow.
Excuse me?
Nothing. You just, you've been a little short with me lately. Oh. I'm not trying to irritate you.
Well, you just must have a natural talent for it.
You know what? The doctor will be in soon. Why don't we not speak until then?
Seriously, breathe louder, Ross. That's great.
You know, we should probably ask the doctor if she even knows how to deliver a baby that's half human, half pure evil.
Hi, Dr. Law. How are you?
Oh, you're nice to her.
She has the drugs. We'll do a quick check.
Okay.
So, 8 days late, huh?
Yeah.
You must be getting a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, just a tad.
Well, you're about 80% effaced, so you're on your way. It still could last a little while longer. If you're anxious, there are a few ways to help things along.
Do them.
Actually, there are things that you can do. Just some home remedies. But in my experience, I've found that some of them are very effective.
Well, we are ready to try anything.
Okay. There's an herbal tea you can drink. Okay. You can take some castor oil. There's eating spicy foods.
Great, we will do all of those.
Taking a long walk.
Good, done.
And there's the one that's proved most effective. Sex.
You've got to be kidding me.
Good job, Joe. Well done. Top notch.
You liked it? You really liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Which part exactly?
The whole thing. Here we go.
No. Give me some specifics.
I love the specifics. The specifics were the best part.
Hey, what about the scene with the kangaroo? Did you like that part?
I was surprised to see a kangaroo in a World War I epic.
You fell asleep. There was no kangaroo. They didn't take any of my suggestions.
I can't believe you fell asleep. I can't believe it either. Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe you fell asleep and dreamt the whole thing. And this conversation we're having right now is part of that dream. Wake up, Joe!
Thanks for coming, buddy. I'll see you later.
Don't go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Look, this guy fell asleep. He fell asleep, too. Be mad at him. Or call an ambulance.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. What did the doctor say? Any news on when the baby's going to come?
No. But she did give us some ideas on how to induce labor.
Yeah, we tried them all. We went for a walk. We tried special tea, castor oil, spicy food. Nothing has worked.
Well, there is one thing that we didn't try, but someone thinks that will open up a can of worms.
Well, what is it? What is it? If it's going to help bring the baby here, like today, I mean, I think you should do it.
It's sex.
Do it!
Monica.
I'm just saying it's been a really long time for you. I mean, women have needs. Do it. Get yours.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, I think if the two of you had sex, the repercussions would be catastrophic.
All right, let's be practical. If Ross isn't willing to do it, he's not the only guy in the world you can have sex with. I mean, you could borrow Chandler. Chandler is good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
Sure? I'm just saying, you know, baby's head isn't getting any smaller. Yowza!
Monica, what is the matter with you?
Nothing. I just want the baby to be born today.
Why? Why today?
Okay, fine. I keep betting Phoebe that you're going to have the baby, and I don't want to lose again.
What? While she's been going through this hell, you've been making money? You're betting on your friend staying in this misery?
I'll take that bet.
What?
Well, I'm miserable here. I may as well make some money out of it.
Can I get some of that action?
Wait a minute. Now I'm betting against all three of you?
Oh, honey, don't worry. I really do feel like tomorrow it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. 60,
80, 100,
and 50, and 2.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Sleeping Beauty.
Where have you been? I tried to call you. I want to talk to you. I still feel so bad.
Oh, no. Were you upset? Did you lose sleep?
I'm so sorry.
Look, the only reason I came over here is to settle things between us. Okay? You've done a lot for me in my career. I wanted to pay you back by taking you to the premiere, but you missed it. Okay? So how much do I owe you?
What?
Give me a number. I don't want to owe you anything.
You don't owe me anything. I don't want your money.
We're doing this. Okay? Now you got me my first set of headshots, right? How much were those?
I don't know. $500.
Okay, $500. What else?
Well, then there was the second set, the infamous booger headshots.
Okay, so that's another 500. That's 500, 500. That's...
Do you want a calculator?
Please.
Here.
Oh. All right, what else?
Well, there's acting classes, stage combat classes, tap classes.
Which we're still keeping under our hats.
Then there was that dialect coach who helped you with the play where you needed a southern accent, which, after 20 hours of lessons, still came out Jamaican.
What the hell are you talking about? The South will rise again, man.
Yes, money well spent.
Okay, what else? Rent.
Okay, 2-3 years of rent, utilities, food.
Okay, okay. So I'm writing you a check for... So you fell asleep during my movie. Big deal, right? How do you clear this thing?
Come on, finish your enchilada.
Ross, we've tried all the spicy food. It's not working.
Okay, here, have one of these peppers. Oh, oh, hot. Oh, God, so hot. Oh, my God. By the way, you don't want to touch the pepper and then touch your eye.
I am feeling nothing.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Speaking of hot, watching you do that really makes me want to have sex with you.
Stop it.
Oh, come on, Ross. Why are we wasting our time with all this other stuff? We know it's going to work. It's doctor recommended.
I'm sorry, but we have to have some boundaries.
Oh.
My God, I'm dying.
Oh, come on, Ross. I mean, we've done it before. We'll do it again. It'll be a nice way to bookend the pregnancy.
This is insane. I'm not going to make love to you just so you'll go into labor.
Make love? What are you, a girl?
Always a great way to get into a man's pants.
You will be performing a service, okay? Just think of me as like a ketchup bottle. You know, you sometimes have to bang on the end of it just to get something to come out.
I love when you talk dirty to me.
Oh, I know it. You're right. That's not sexy. Oh. Whoops. Oh, I seem to have dropped my fork. Let me just bend over and get it. Oh, God!
Oh. Okay, enough. This is not going to happen.
Oh, come on, Ross. I'm miserable here. Come on, you started this. Now you finish it. Come on, Wes, big love to me.
You know what?
What?
Forget it.
Oh, wow, what now, Ross? You're not going to talk? How
on earth will you ever annoy me? Oh, wait a minute. I know. I mean, you think the damn jalapeno would have cleared up your sinuses, but no. That's not enough. What are you doing?
I'm getting that baby out of you.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, no. I think my water just broke.
I am good. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, I got the pillow. You got the bag. You got the keys?
I got the keys. Okay.
Hey. Yeah. We're having a baby.
I didn't really have time to read this part of the books, but do you think we have time?
Not so much.
Okay.
$200.
Thank you.
That's it. I'm done. I don't care when the baby comes. No more betting.
Okay.
Hello? Uh-huh. Okay. I guess we get that one more time.
Is Rachel having the baby?
How did you know that? Joey! Chandler, it's time!
What's it there at the coffee house?
You know everything! Oh, wait. Double or nothing. I bet you the baby is over 7 pounds. I bet you it has hair. I bet you it's a girl. We know it's a girl. I'll give you really good odds.